Yerushalmi Kelaim corresponding to Menachos Bavli Daf Lamed Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tesamad Beis at the Mishnah. Ha'arosh Torchitim B'nichas Asech Shel Sa'irim Mutar B'pneishu Nira K'seif Sadeu. If the end of a row of wheat entered into barley is permitted as is apparent as the end of his field. Shaleichitim B'shochaver Min Ache Mutar B'smeichloi Me'oisa Min. If he is growing wheat and his neighbor is growing another species, he may plant a row of that species at the border of his field, thereby avoiding the required separation of a beis roiva between the fields. Shulei chitim v'shachaveru chitim mutar l'smoich lo'itelem shal pishtan v'lo'itelem shal min acher. If he's growing wheat and his neighbor is also growing wheat, at the border he may make a row only of flax, but not of another species. Rav Shimon oimer echad zora pishtan ve'echad kol halminim. Rav Shimon says both flax and other species are permitted. Rav Yosi oimer af be'emtzei sadeu mutar livdoik v'telem shal pishtan. Rav Yosi says even in the middle of his field he may test the soil using a row of flax. And the Gemara says, Rosh Lakish b'shem Chizkiah Rosh Torah haba mechova muta. Rosh Lakish quoting Chizkiah said that if the end of a row entered another species, but then the row itself became destroyed, it's still permitted. And Rav Yochanan l'shana lehaya Rosh Torah ha Rosh Torah haba mechova asa. Rav Yochanan says, now the Mishnah only permitted it because the row was still in existence, but otherwise it would be forbidden. Chizkiah amma mishu yeshloi beisroi v'cholshu oisa kolshu zoreh l'seicha kol min sheyirtze. Chizkiah says, if a person has a field the size of a beisroiva, which is 50 by 50 amas, that's sown with barley, and any size field next to it, that small field could act as the end of a row to plant in it any species. Amar B'yochan, Eino Zoreh L'Seicha Elamin Echad Levad. B'yochan says he may only plant the same species as in the large field. Amar B'zeira, Moedu B'yochanim Shem Haya Beis Roiva Amechsa Shu Zoreh Chatzi Roiva Mikan V'Chatzi Roiva Mikan Oisa Chatzi Roiva Nidon Lekan Lekan. B'zeira says that B'yochan agrees that if it was 1.5 Beis Roiva, Each half base roiva can be viewed as a separate field, and he can plant half a base roiva on each side, and the middle half a base roiva can be viewed like both. He can plant, meaning he can plant one section one with one species, section three with another species, and the middle section is considered separate and cannot be planted with either species. Masnim zepliga Rabbi Yochanan, ha'ilo sadeis achazur chitin va'achazur sa'irim mutar lavi telem bentayim v'lezer. Achas chita v'achas sa'irim, b'pnei she'achitim nirois k'sei sadeu, she'achitim v'sa'irim k'sei sadeu she'sa'irim ma'avad la Rabbi Yochanan. The Brisa said, which is against Rabbi Yochanan, says that if a person had two fields, one sown with wheat and one with barley, is permitted to place a furrow between them and plant one half of it wheat and one half barley, because the wheat looks like the end of the field of wheat and the barley looks like the end of the field of barley. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that Brisa? Patala k'v leza ben Yaakov, de v'leza ben Yaakov, amma afilu chita acha. Achachita nechneses lesech shel sa'irim v'sa'ir achasa'ira nechneses lesech shel chitim muta v'shachita achachita aneches lesech shel sa'irim chita usa'ira achasa'ira nechneses lesech shel sa'irim avlem haisa chita achas mublas lesech shel sa'ira or sa'ira achas mublas v'shel chitim hawei ze asa. And the Gemara answers Rabbi Yochanan that the Brisa follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said that even a row of one wheat seed following after one wheat seed that enters into a barley or vice versa will be permitted. But if there was just one wheat seed embedded in a field of barley or vice versa, then it would be prohibited.